أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو جعلناه قرآنا أعجميا لقالوا لولا فصلت آياته أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء. In the previous ayats, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained the clear signs of Allah by which Allah Ta'ala can be recognized, and also that Allah Ta'ala had revealed the Quran, and Allah is the protector of the Quran Sharif, and Allah warned particularly that tafsir be right, that to give opinion in the Quran from one's own side. Like many modernists sit together and they read the Quran, few ayat of the Quran, and each one gives his own opinion. And he says, I think it means this, I think it means this. This is totally haram, and that is, it comes in the hadith, that person makes his place in the fire of Jahannam. Also, to give any tafsir contrary to the tafsir that has been narrated from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and all along in the corridor of Islam, to give any different tafsir to that, that is also ilhad, that is called being a zindiq, that is also totally haram and lands a person closely out of the fold of Islam. So a person should be very careful that he should not give his own interpretations in the Quran Sharif. Many times a person gets carried away also, and he feels, he gives his own opinion, and he feels, I think it means this. Our thinking and the solid revelation of Allah Ta'ala, where can that ever be compatible? Further, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explains about the Quran Sharif, some details of the Quran Sharif. One of the objections the people of Makkah had also made, and this was unfortunate, when a person does not want to believe, then he keeps on having objections. So one of the objections was, why wasn't part of the Quran revealed in another foreign language, or the whole of the Quran in a foreign language? So with regard to that, and these were just useless excuses, like when a child doesn't want to sleep, the mother puts it in the cot, the child says, I'm hungry. That's just an excuse, he doesn't want to sleep. He just wants to come out of the cot and wants to play still. So like that, when a person doesn't want to accept, he has a thousand excuses. So this, with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَجَمِيًّا. Or agar hum usko karte Quran opri zuban ka, had we made this Quran Sharif of a foreign language, not of the Arabic language, لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ, to kehte uski baati kyun na kholi gayi. Then they should have this objection, that why hasn't the Quran been explained to us? Why didn't it come in our language? That is when, which a famous saying in Urdu, agar tu hi na maane to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to accept, then you have got a thousand excuses not to accept. Then if they say, why wasn't it given in a foreign language? Then we should have known it's a miracle that he speak, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking in a foreign language. Had it been in a foreign language, they should say, it's a message for us, why isn't it in our language? A'ajamiyun wa arabi, kya upri zuban ki kitab, or Arabi log? Allah Ta'ala says, the Nabi is Arabi, he's an Arab Nabi, and we must give the Quran in a foreign language, how can that be possible? Or the people which directly revealed to the people of Makkah Sharif are Arabs. So how can the Quran be in a foreign language? It has to be in their own language. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ هَامَنُوا هُدًا وَشِفَاءً, to keh ye iman walo ke liye suj hai aur rog ka dur karne wala. Say to them that this Quran Sharif is a guidance for those who have iman, and it's a cure for the spiritual diseases. That is what the Quran Sharif is. So say those who want to believe and who have got an open heart and who are sincere, who have got ikhlas, they will accept the Quran, and this Quran will give them guidance and direct them towards Allah, and it will cure them of all the spiritual diseases as well. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ اور جو یقین نہیں لاتے, and those that don't have ایمان, and who are only making excuses, for them the Quran will be فی آذانہم وقروں, ان کے کانوں میں بوجھ ہے. There is wax, there is cotton wool in their ear, they have blocked their ears, they cannot hear the message of the Quran. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى, اور یہ قرآن ان کے حق میں اندھا پا ہے. And this Quran is a source of blindness for them. They can't see the beauty, the truth of the Quran. They can't hear the beauty and the truth of the Quran. They are blind and they are deaf. أُولَٰئِكَ يُنَادَوْنَ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ, ان کو پکارتے ہیں دور کی جگہ سے. It is like they are being called from a distant place. Like for example, at Fajr time, especially if the Adhan is faint, a person is half sleepy, he can't make out the words of the Adhan. He's wondering what are the words of the Adhan. Somebody is shouting to you from far away, you can't make out, you ask, what are you trying to say? You can, like that, the Quran is for this people. It is there, but they can't make out the message because they don't want to listen to the Quran, they don't want to take the message of the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that what a miraculous kitab, what a splendid Nabi brought it, but they don't still believe. You be consoled, O Nabi, this is nothing new. It's not that you are an isolated case. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, اور ہم نے دی تھی موسیٰ کو کتاب. And we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also our kitab, the Torah. And it was revealed in a tablet form to him. Not just the words were revealed, but in a tablet form, which the Bani Israel saw with their own hand, with their own eyes. فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ, پھر اس میں اختلاف پرا. The people disputed with regard to that also. Some believed in it and some rejected it. So when this was so clear in front of their eyes and they did not believe, then if the Arabs of Mecca don't believe in you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is no fault of yours. It is no weakness of yours. It is their weakness. In this way, whoever gives the da'wat of Islam, where they have done their duty, those who don't accept, it is their weakness. It is they who are the losers. And those who have given the message, they have done their duty and they are successful. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ بِرَبِّكَ, اور اگر نہ ہوتی ایک بات جو پہلے نکل چکی تیرے رب کے طرف سے, and had not a decision which has been agreed upon by your Lord, by Allah, had that decision not been made, and that is that decision to give clemency, to give time in this world, to give respite, to give them enough chance up to the mort to make tawbah and to accept the true revelation. Had Allah not made that decision that Allah will give them respite till the mort, لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ, تو ان میں فیصلہ ہو جاتا ہوتا. Then Allah should have sent His azab and should have decided the matter practically, vividly in front of the people. But Allah Ta'ala has already declared that I will give people chance up to their mort, and generally Allah's azab does not come in this world. Whatever comes in this world, that is just a warning. The actual azab will be in the akhirah. Yeah, a person must not will be fooled that he's doing haram things. Outwardly he's fooling people and he thinks that Allah is happy with me. No, Allah has made a decision that Allah is going to give respite. It is not that Allah does not know what is happening and that you have tricked Allah, na'uzu billah. You are tricking the people. No, nobody can trick Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows, but He has made this decision. And a person whose warnings don't come in this world must fear more. The azab of the akhirat will be very severe for that person. A person who makes a guna and see things are going wrong in his life, he takes this lesson and corrects him. Fortunate is that person. But a person who commits wrong and is doing underhand lot of things which people don't know and is getting away with it, that person must fear very greatly, for the adab of Allah will be very terrible for that person in the akhirat. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيدٌ, or aise دھوکے میں ہے اس قرآن سے جو چین نہیں لینے دیتا. And they are in such great doubts of this Quran that they just don't have any peace of mind. They try and attack the Quran just like presently in the world. The whole world, the non-Muslims have united against the Muslims, and they are trying to put doubts in the Quran, trying to put doubts in the teachings of Islam, etc., trying to present a new, modern, mild Islam, etc. And this doesn't leave them at peace at any time. All the time they are perplexed, they are in a depression, they are worried, they are planning this, then they are planning that, they are having meetings here, then they are having meetings there, new tactics all the time. They have got no chain, no sukoon. Man amila salihan fale nafsi, jisne ki bhalai so apne waste. And this is a ruling of Allah as well. Whoever does good, it is for his own sake. And every good act a person does, obedience of Allah brings chain, sukoon, brings itminan to that person. He has peace of mind. He lives a life of jannat within himself in this world already. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Or jiskne ki burai, so wo bhi usi par. And whoever has done wrong, he will suffer the consequences. He will see that guna brings bechaini in a person. A person thinks that he is happy, but all the sin, whatever a person commits, whatever type of sin, if a person earns haram or just partly haram, that person is all the time thinking that what if I'm exposed, what if I've destroyed, I've put haram in my halal also, my rozi is haram, I'm feeding my family haram. That person is worried. A person who has got an illicit affair with a woman, that person is always, it appears he's enjoying, but he's worried if I be exposed, if people come to know, my wife comes to know, I'll lose my family, I'll lose my children. So all haram only leads to perplexity, to depression, to worry. And obedience of Allah, a person might lead a simple life. He's just satisfied with his one wife, he's satisfied with his small income, but he lives a happy life within himself, a life of jannat already. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. وَتِرَى رَبْ aisa nahi ke zulm kare bandon par. And whatever harms come to a person, na'uzu billah, it isn't that Allah made zulm on him. Allah is causing him this problem, that problem, a health problem, a financial problem, a domestic problem. He has brought it on himself. He has chopped his own feet with his own hands, with his own chopper. He has done his own harm. Allah does not harm anyone. So to live a peaceful life is the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat also, Allah has taught us that the Quran Sharif is a kitab of great guidance. Fortunate are those people whose hearts are fully open for the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and they follow it openly and wholeheartedly. Great enjoyment they will have in this world, and of course the year after as well. And that brings us to the end of the 24th Supara. وآخر دعوانا.